This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We're into the Soccer Pirate Radio portion of the show after 11 p.m. We're also on a Monday, so it really feels like some pirate radio. AST will be on Monday for the next couple of weeks as we're getting into the March Madness portion of the sports calendar. I'm Jason Longshore, and y'all know how we end the show by now. It's the 3-4-3. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from anywhere in the world, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start with the local side. Man, it was a tale of pretty much the same thing you saw Saturday night at the Benz for Atlanta United 2 on Friday night in Kennesaw, Fifth Third Stadium. Really similar, except one of the Red Bulls' two's shots on goal. They only had two of them. One of them deflected in for the only goal of the match. 1-0 win for New York on this one. Braden Dunham, the left back academy player, first appearance in MLS Next Pro, and he was the man of the match. He was outstanding in this game. He's committed to Furman after his high school graduation in May. Would expect him to get a few more games with Atlanta United 2 between now and then, although Dominic Chonqui will be back with the twos sooner rather than later as Pedro Amador is back to full fitness with the first team. New faces Ryan Carmichael and Moises Tablante, I thought, were also standouts in this match on Friday. The twos will be back in action Sunday night, same time as the first team in Orlando to face Orlando City B. All right, let's get caught up on the girls' high school rankings. Not a lot of games on a Monday night. Typically Tuesdays and Fridays are the big nights for high school games in Georgia. Some big ones later this week, especially on Friday, will be up in Gainesville for Greater Atlanta Christian at Johnson of Gainesville. I'm looking forward to that one. But on the girls' side, West Forsyth is number one in the all classification rankings. Roswell's two, Buford, Brookwood, Blessed Trinity. That rounds out your top five. Six is Walton. Seven is Northgate. Eight is Greater Atlanta Christian. Nine is Adairsville, and 10 is Harrison. 6A has three of the top four, led by West Forsyth. Roswell is the top team out of 5A. Blessed Trinity is the top team out of 4A. Adairsville, number nine in all classifications, they are tops in 3A. Pike County is your first-place team in 2A. Bremen is the number one team in A Division One. And Atlanta Classical Academy is the best team in single A Division II. These are coaches' polls from scoreboard.com. Let's move over to the boys' side for number three on the local stories. River Ridge is your number one in all classifications. Dalton 2, Norcross, McIntosh, and Lambert round out the top five. Northwest Whitfield is 6. Marist is 7. Hebron Christian is 8. Johns Creek is 9. And Archer is 10. Norcross is your top team in 6A. They're 3rd in the overall classifications. River Ridge is your number one team in 5A and number one across all class. Dalton leads 4A. They're number 2 here. They're the best team that I have seen so far this season. I haven't seen River Ridge or Norcross yet. Northwest Whitfield, they lead 3A. Columbus leads 2A. Toombs County is leading single A Division 1. And Dooley County is your best team in single A Division 2. All right, let's move over to the headlines from around the world. We're going to start with the UEFA Champions League. Second legs of the round of 16s in the UEFA Champions League. Here's your very quick talking points as games start tomorrow. Your first game tomorrow will be Barcelona hosting Benfica. Remember, it's at 1:45. Remember, daylight saving time. And it throws you off when you get to Champions League right now. Instead of the usual 12:45, it's 1:45. Instead of the usual 3 o'clock kickoffs, it's 4 o'clock. Just check your times and try to keep up with it. It's very complicated. Barcelona won 1-0 on the road in Portugal last week. They did not play over the weekend. A tragic death of their team doctor, Carlos Mignaro, the day of the match. It was postponed, so they didn't play. They attended the funeral as a team today. Feyenoord is at Inter, and Inter should be fine. They won 2-0 in the Netherlands in the first leg. Inter has been great defensively in this competition as well. 8 clean sheets. That's tied for the club's all-time record for clean sheets in a single Champions League campaign. Liverpool, they will host PSG. A late goal in Paris against the run of play. That was enough for Liverpool to win 1-0. Alisson, the goalkeeper, stood on his head. Expect goals in this one. PSG, and I don't know, maybe I jinx it here. Just come back and yell at me if I do. If you're a Liverpool fan, you'll be happy. But PSG have played 93 straight Champions League games without a scoreless draw. 93. You're going back to 2015, the last time PSG played a scoreless draw in the Champions League. They had 28 shots. 28, and couldn't find the back of the net on last week, on Wednesday. So, you know, we can harp on Atlanta United not finding goals. PSG's right there in that same category. We'll see if they can go find some at Anfield in the second leg. Bayern is hosting Leverkusen. Bayern won 3-0 in the first leg. They can cruise here. Nothing to worry about. Let's move to the Wednesday games. Lille is hosting Dortmund. Lille beat Real Madrid at home in the group stage. Dortmund was seen as a big favorite in the first leg. Lille has been a very big surprise in this competition. I think they get it done against Dortmund tomorrow. Arsenal will absolutely get it done. They won 7-1 in the Netherlands in leg one. This is academic. They could play the youth team. Aston Villa, they're hosting Club Brugge. Now, 3-1 lead in the first leg on the road in Belgium. But don't fully sleep on Club Brugge. They won 3-1 at Atalanta just a couple of games ago in the playoff round to get to this point. They are capable, but Aston Villa should be okay here. The big game on Wednesday is Atleti hosting Real Madrid, the Madrid Derby. Real Madrid won 2-1 in the first leg. Atleti at home against Real Madrid in the Champions League. This sounds crazy as I combine these two bits of information for you, but Atleti at home against their crosstown rivals, 3 games, 2 wins and a draw. However, Atleti has been eliminated 4 times by Real Madrid, and it might be 5 when this one is said and done. Real Madrid is trying to get to the quarterfinals for the 5th straight year. Only twice since 2010-2011 have they failed to make the semifinals. Only twice. This is the blue blood of blue bloods when it comes to the Champions League. I think they get it done. I kind of see a draw in this one. I think it will be wild. I think there will be chaos. I think there'll be all kinds of talking points. Atleti and Real Madrid on Wednesday. Find a TV at 4 o'clock for that one.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, number two on the headlines, let's go to CONCACAF. They have their Champions Cup going on right now. Here's your updates on where things stand as they're in the second legs of the round of 16 as well. Columbus, they will be hosting LAFC. 2-0 win for LAFC in their home leg. A slip up from Steven Moreira. That allowed Denny Bouanga to give the host the early lead. It was actually 3-0. Sorry, two more goals conceded. Columbus has got to go nuts in this home leg, or LAFC is finally going to get the better of the Columbus crew. LAFC did not look good over the weekend in a 5-2 loss to Seattle. Tigres, they're hosting Cincinnati. Nicolas Ibanez scored the away goal, and away goals count in CONCACAF. They don't count in UEFA. I know it's confusing. Yell at them, not me. Tigres have the advantage because they scored on the road. It finished as a 1-1 draw. Tigres can advance without scoring, but this isn't really a team that sits back and defends. This is a team that wants to attack, even with André-Pierre Gignac nursing a leg injury. Cincinnati got a little bit of momentum. They played Toronto. Doesn't really count for a whole lot. Toronto's not very good right now. But Cincinnati won 2-0. Danke, their big signing, he scored from the penalty spot. He's been scoring consistently for the orange and blue. Yuya Kubo scored the second one. We'll see if Cincinnati can pull a shock in Monterrey against Tigres. Chivas and Club America, the Super Clásico of Mexico. Three games in a row between these two teams. They had a scoreless draw over the weekend. That was after Chivas won 1-0 in the first leg of this round of 16. And so often when you see teams play one another a bunch in a short period of time, everybody gets a little testy. You saw that on Sunday. Cade Cowell, U.S. men's national team player, was sent off for an awful challenge over the ball, studs up into somebody's ankle. Chivas' manager, Gerardo Espinoza, he was sent off. A Club America assistant coach, he was sent off. Third game in less than a week. I'm expecting at least one person, maybe not player, but at least one person to get kicked out of this game. Maybe multiple. I also think Club America is going to find a way to win at home in Mexico City. Herediano, they are at the LA Galaxy. Herediano from Costa Rica, our old friends from 2019, they have been very, very good in CONCACAF. They got through RSL, winning the second leg outright in Utah after a scoreless draw in leg one. They kept the Galaxy off the score sheet in the first leg of the round of 16, and now they're 90 minutes away from knocking out the defending MLS Cup champions. Now, the LA Galaxy have not been very good this season at all. And I mean at all. They lost 2-0 to St. Louis over the weekend. They are 0-3-0 in MLS play. They also have the loss to Herediano. So they've played four, they've lost four. In the loss at home on Sunday, they were not at the same level as St. Louis. They're missing Ricky Pooch for a long time. They're missing Joseph Paintsill for a much lesser period of time, but you haven't seen him yet. Not much creativity. Marco Royce has not given them much. The attacking duo of Christian Ramirez, who they brought in from Columbus, Gabriel Peck, they haven't really created much on their own. This is not a good LA Galaxy team at the moment. Can they get right against Arediano? I don't know. Arediano's been really good. They had a 14-game undefeated streak across all competitions, but that was broken up over the weekend. They lost to Alajuelense in Costa Rica in a 2-1 loss. So maybe the Galaxy can find some semblance of an attack here. Let's go to Mexico City once again. Cruz Azul, they will be hosting Seattle in the CONCACAF Champions Cup second leg. Scoreless draw in the first leg in Seattle. Cruz Azul, La Máquina, they've drawn three straight games. If it's a draw with goals, Seattle will advance because they will have the away goals. However, even after they won 5-2 over the weekend, Paul Rothrock was outstanding. Jordan Morris set the club's all-time scoring record. Pedro de la Vega, the guy who was expected to be the replacement for Nico Ladero, the heart of this team, the creative hub of this team, he had to leave the game with tightness in his quad and is unlikely to play in Mexico. He didn't play much last year either. That's a problem for the Sounders at this stage. Let's go back to Monterrey. Monterrey, Los Rayados. They are hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps, and Vancouver has an injury issue as well. Ryan Gauld. They call him the Scottish Messi. Some people call him that. That feels like a big stretch for Ryan Gauld. He's a very, very good player. But he had a non-contact knee injury, which was feared to be really bad. Sounds like it's not going to be as bad, but he's not going to play in the second leg here. Monterrey have the advantage because of the away goal in a 1-1 draw. But this game actually won't be in Monterrey. It's going to be in the Estadio Corona, the home of Santos Laguna, because Monterrey Stadium, the BBVA Stadium, has been booked for a Shakira concert. So Shakira is kicking Los Rayados out of their stadium for the second leg of this CONCACAF round of 16 match. We'll see if that changes anything for Vancouver. Rayados also 1-1 draw against Cruz Azul in league action over the weekend. Vancouver won. They are 3 wins out of 3 in league play. They have not lost in competition in 2025 as of yet. And then Thursday, as I said earlier, Miami, they are on the road in Jamaica against Cavalier FC. Cavalier FC, they didn't play the week before because the referees went on strike for unpaid wages in the Jamaican Premier League. Either they got paid or they got convinced to come back to work. They played over the weekend a 1-1 draw at Waterhouse FC. They got the goal in the 70th minute to tie it. Jalmero Calvin with that goal. So remember that name. Remember that Cavaliers, a little scrappy. We'll see if they can find a way to keep it interesting against Miami. Number 3 on the headlines, U.S. men's national team. They're going to play friendly matches against Turkey and Switzerland in June. This is part of the preparation for the 2025 CONCACAF Gold Cup. They're going to play Turkey in East Hartford, Connecticut. They're going to play Switzerland in Nashville at Geodis Park. The roster for the CONCACAF Nations League semifinals and final, hopefully, if you win the semi, that's going to come out tomorrow. So make sure you're following U.S. Soccer on all your social media platforms for that. Pochettino will speak to the media after that roster is announced. Number 4 on the headlines, Premier League Summer Series. It's coming back to Atlanta on August 3rd. It was here in 2023. Over 70,000 people were on hand at Mercedes-Benz Stadium to welcome Miguel Almiron back to the stadium when Newcastle came back to play. Bournemouth will play West Ham. Manchester United will play Everton in the doubleheader. First time in Atlanta for Manchester United. That's a big deal, even with the year that they're having, the era that they're having, the time that it's beyond a year. It's very bad. We will see. But they draw. So that should be a very interesting day of soccer. Sunday, August 3rd. This is going to be the 26th soccer date scheduled for Mercedes-Benz Stadium in 2025 with Club World Cup, with Atlanta United, with Leagues Cup. Could be some playoff games. Could be some Leagues Cup knockout games. 26 dates. You do the math and, you know, we don't know what the matchups are going to be in the Club World Cup knockout rounds, but you start to do the math and you start to project. And the stadium is going to draw far more than 1 million soccer fans in 2025. And it might be closer to 2 million than it is to 1 million. Just incredible that this is what's happening in our city, in Atlanta, that you're having 1 million plus fans going to the biggest stadium in town, one of the best stadiums in the world, to watch a variety of soccer in 2025. Going to be amazing. Can't wait for the Premier League Summer Series. That's going to be very cool. And stay tuned on Off the Woodwork, where we post our soccer podcast from 92.9 The Game. I'm going to catch up with Jordan Pickford later this week to talk about that. All right, three things that make me smile. One of them is talking to Jordan Pickford later this week, but I'll save that. Number one, Braden Dunham's performance for the twos on Friday night. This is a young man who I've had the chance to interview. You've heard it on Off the Woodwork in the past. He's a player who was captain of the U16 Atlanta United team that won a national championship. Really cool to see the hard work that he has put in to get into this Atlanta United 2 team and play very, very well. I was just so impressed with his performance. Dominic Chongqui is going to come back and play left back, but I think Dunham's going to be with the twos for the rest of this run. And I'm curious to see if he ends up going to Furman or not. We've seen this happen before. George Campbell is always the one that I point out that he was intended to go to college and he never made it to college. And now he's in the national team. Braden Dunham, can he shock everybody and earn a professional contract before he goes to college? Well, he's going to have these opportunities if he keeps playing like he did on Friday night. Number two, things that make me smile about this game. Atlanta United's Unified team. Yesterday was the signing day for Unified. Myself and Madison Cruz were the MCs for the day. Almost 100 supporters were there making noise. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do with Atlanta United, calling these games and supporting this team. It's a partnership with Special Olympics Georgia. And so many people put so much time into it. Brad Kazan's been an ambassador for the team from day one. Jay Fortune is an ambassador this year as well, seeing them interact with the athletes, the fans interacting with the athletes, just a blast. They're going international for the first time ever as well for a Unified team. They're going to Toronto, doing a home and away with Toronto. They'll be up there in July. The first game is hosting Nashville. So the Nashville and the Toronto games, the Unified team will play after the first team. Go ahead and put it in your calendar where you've got the Atlanta United schedule. You're going to stay late at the Benz those nights and stay late and support Atlanta United's Unified team. Number three, Atlanta's Sonic ID for World Cup 2026 dropped last week. And look, I'm a little biased as an Atlanta guy, but I've heard a lot of the other ones that have come out, and this one sounds the most authentic to the city, and it sounds the best of all of them that I've heard. It's a remix of basically the broadcast intro that you'll hear for World Cup games in 2026. When they go to Atlanta, you're going to hear the Atlanta Sonic ID there, and you're going to know it's Atlanta because Dallas Austin produced it. He was at the game on Saturday and spoke about his thought process in creating the Atlanta Sonic ID. Here's what Dallas Austin had to say about that process.
Nobody was a music city as much of Atlanta, so we had to do something that felt a little more, you know, Atlanta, a little more exciting, right? So I just kind of started to come in every other day and be like, nah, that's not it. I mean, what am I missing, you know? And then, you know, adding the marching band stuff to it was really when it started to click. I was like, oh, I just captured all the stuff that we like in Atlanta, some 808s, some marching bands, chants, some, you know, drop the beat in the middle. And it wasn't until probably like the kind of last, you know, you start to get the feeling, okay, this is it, you know. And when I sent it into the mayor's office, then Falana called me back like five minutes later going, what the hell is this? Is amazing. We want to... So it's been really exciting, and I'm honored to do it.
It's awesome work by Dallas Austin. You got 808s, you got marching bands, and you got chants. That is Atlanta accurate 100%. Very cool work from Dallas Austin. Thank you for finding me on a Monday night. I'll be here the next couple of Mondays. AST will be back on Tuesdays later in the month, and we'll be at 10 o'clock unless we're after Hawks basketball, and then we'll be slightly after that. Thank you for being part of it. Don't forget, Atlanta United is on Sunday this week against Inter Miami. Pre-game coverage will start at 6 o'clock with Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Kickoff will be after 7 o'clock with myself and Mike Conti. Adios, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.